Here's the implementation. I include the header, and then one of the first things I do is complete the type. So here is the actual full layout of struct employee, which is only known in this file. That information is kept secret from the user, provided that I didn't give them this file. And then create employee will do what it did in the last section. There's really no difference in the rest of this file. No difference whatsoever from chapter 7. The only thing that changed is the fact that we put the struct in a different place. And all of this is just to get practice and getting used to using incomplete types.